the utter daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. You'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner, which Pastor Femi Mike Malabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today, I command those that the Lord has sent unto your life to come and locate you where you are. I command the voice of the Lord to come through that your handset to you today. On the internet, I command your eyes to be open to things that will make you. I decree as the servant of the Most High God. The Lord is moving me toward the internet, the social media. That phone in your hand will be source of help to you. That your Twitter, your Facebook, your WhatsApp, or whatever, anyone you are connected to will be source of help to you in Jesus' name. Your ear will not be deaf to good advice. Your eyes will not be blind to source of help to you. And you will have the right words today in the mighty name of Jesus. Your dressing will attract your help. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will smell good before your helper in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That is settled. Brethren, today, in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 8, it's something we have to work upon seriously. It said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Please meditate this in your heart. Let it become part of you. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, the first question you should ask yourself is this: is my heart pure? That's the first question you ask yourself. Is my heart pure? What do you mean by pure? Is your heart clean? Are you physically purified? The way you dress, what comes from your mouth, the kind of people you are moving with, what you are doing. Hallelujah. Is your heart pure? Are you clean? Are you not using forbidden words? Are you not surrounding yourself with negativity? Is your heart pure? Are you ethical? Are you free from corrupt desire? Are you free from sin? Are you free from everything that you see? The word that comes out from your mouth, is it the truth? Is it not false? Are they genuine? Are you blameless? Are you innocent? Blessed are the pure in heart. That's what I'm trying to bring to you. The word pure there. That's what I'm asking. Ethically, are you free from corrupt desire? Are you unstained with the guilt of anything? Brethren, these are the questions you ask yourself. Are you pure in heart? Then what do we mean by the heart? The heart is the organ, that organ that is in any animate being, be it animal or anything. We all have heart. It's the heart that makes you to be moving. You are on loan. Maybe you don't know. You are on loan. The Lord breathed into you. That's the heart there. I'm not talking about your mind. Your heart. Is your heart clean? Is it the way the Lord has given it unto you that it still is? When a newborn baby is giving birth to, he has a pure heart, a clean heart. That organ, which is the center of the circulation of blood, where blood and water mix. I call it carburetor of human being. Yes, you know, our cars, we have manual carburetors and we have the injectors. What is going on in your heart? What is circulating in your heart? Brethren, you need to ask yourself, is your heart working with the spiritual and the physical? Are they working the same way? You know, when the Lord said, "Can two work together except they agree?" Many people always talk about human being, man and woman, boy and girl, friends. You yourself, you carry two things. You carry the spiritual and the physical. The heart is in the center, the seat of spiritual life, the soul or the mind, as it is the fountain and the seat of the thoughts, passion, desire, appetites, affections, purpose, endeavors. Brethren, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure. So I'm still talking about purity and the heart. If you understand purity and you understand what the heart is, you will now understand. You are on loan. Everything that moves on its own has heart. Even that madman, that mad woman, is their brain that is being affected, not their heart. Everybody has heart. What is going on in your heart? Are your desires okay? Brethren, your thoughts of what you can see physically, are they all right with what you cannot see? That is the spiritual. Let me stop there. And by the special grace of God, I will continue here tomorrow. So I will call it part B. Blessed are the pure in heart. Let's put this one as part A, so that we continue there tomorrow. And by the special grace of God, when we will be meeting, we shall be full of gratitude unto God. Our testimony shall be audible, and it shall be well with us. Till tomorrow, I say peace.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional through God's servant, Pastor Femi Mike Alabi, Senior Pastor of Christ Empower International Ministry in Ibadan, Osun, Nigeria. We believe that you are blessed through this broadcast. This broadcast has been made possible through Empower partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. For further inquiries, please call 090-3802-1402 or 080-5616-7840. God bless you.